Markets closed in the green last week, with the S&P 500 seeing its best weekly advance since October last year with a 4% gain. Last week's economic data on inflation and retail sales, along with upbeat comments from consumer bellwether Walmart, continued to soften economic slowdown fears and gave investors the confidence to dive back into growth areas. U.S. inflation showed slowing price pressures, with CPI slowing to 2.9%, down from 3%. Retail sales showed that the consumer continues to hold up okay and increased 2.7% year-over-year, higher than expected. Favorable economic data also led market participants to dial back their expectations for a 50 basis point cut in September, but are still pricing in the equivalent of 3 to 4 rate cuts for the year. Investors get an update on the Fed's thinking this week when Fed Chair Jerome Powell and other policymakers head to the annual Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium. In addition, minutes from the last Fed's meeting will be released this week Wednesday. Walmart shares hit an all-time high last week, offsetting recession worries with a series of upbeat comments and raising its outlook. The CFO noted that they have not seen any additional strain of consumer health in their business. In other consumer news, Starbucks rallied over 24% after it replaced its CEO in response to activist pressures. More retailers are set to report this week, namely Lowe's, Target, and Macy's. In the UK, inflation came in lower than expected and showed an increase of 2.2%. Later in the week, GDP grew 0.9% year-over-year, in line with expectations and showing the strongest annual growth rate since Q3 2022. The market is pricing in another 2 rate cuts by the BOE before the end of the year. Turning to South Africa, the unemployment rate ticked back above 33% in the second quarter, as unemployment gains in manufacturing and community services were not enough to offset job losses in agriculture and trade sector. Retail sales, on the other hand, were stronger than expected, rising 4.1% year-over-year, with significant increases noted among general dealers and clothing retailers. On the earnings front, Standard Bank rose over 6% on Thursday after reporting yet another strong set of results. The solid operational performance was driven by impressive cost management and improved credit charges, resulting in an 18.5% ROE. This morning, Absa is up approximately 4.8% following the release of its first half results, which came in slightly ahead of expectations. More importantly, the market is reacting positively to the swift appointment of the new interim CEO. After headline reports that the current CEO had broken down while addressing the company's leadership group. Sasol and Nepi Rockcastle are set to release their results tomorrow. On the economic front, July CPI will be released on Wednesday and is expected to drop below 5%, down from 5.1%. That's it for now. Have a great week.